Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, Porter Stansberry is our guest. We may even go into overdrive today to take phone calls into the fourth hour. Barron's, one of the premier financial research publications, called his work a dire prophecy a long time before it happened, and he got criticized for it. He said GM would go down. I remember at the time, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, he writes for so many publications, advises for so many folks. He has a very long bio, but we'll only go over the short one. It's Porter Stansberry founded Stansberry & Associates Investment Research, a private publishing company based in Baltimore, Maryland in 99. His monthly newsletter, Stansberry's Investment Advisory, deals with safe value investments poised to give subscribers years of exceptional returns. Porter oversees a staff of investment analysts whose expertise ranges from value investing to insider trading and short selling. Together, Porter and his research team do exhaustive amounts of real-world independent research. They visited more than 200 companies in order to find the best low-risk investments in the world. Prior to launching Stansberry & Associates Research, Porter Stansberry was the first American editor of the Fleet Street Letter, the oldest English-language financial newsletter. So deep analyst with a great team, and we want to get his take on what's coming up in 2011 and beyond. And you've heard the website with the video that I've been promoting, because it's spot on. I agree with it, unfortunately, 100%. End of America, the number 3.com. End of America, the number 3.com. And we'll recap our guest also coming up in the next segment. But Porter, great to have you on with us today.
Alex, I'm happy to be here.
Well, I tell you, break down your previous predictions for us, and then let's get into what you're forecasting coming up this year, next year.
Well, beginning in about 2005, I became aware that there was an unsustainable amount of debt being created in our economy. And the short answer is, Alex, I just have followed that debt for the last 5 years. It started, of course, in the mortgage market mostly. There was other companies that were involved in that. For example, most people don't know that General Motors was making all of its money from mortgages, not from making cars. So I just have followed the debt through this process as it went through Fannie and Freddie, as it went through GM, and now as it's ended up in the hands of the U.S. Treasury.
And then you predicted not just the collapse and the crisis. Some people were predicting that, prominent minds out there. You specifically picked what you thought was going to go down, and boy, you were right A to Z.
Well, it really wasn't very difficult, unfortunately. Nobody likes to hear bad news. But, at one time, General Motors owed more than $400 billion, and they went more than 20 years without even being able to afford the interest. So there were a lot of things that were very, very clear to any competent financial analyst. Unfortunately, a lot of the incentives in the financial world don't provide any reason for any people to say the truth about things. Wall Street was making a lot of money by underwriting all of General Motors' bonds, so they weren't going to be the people who spoke up. And places like Wall Street Journal, for example, General Motors is probably the largest newspaper advertiser in the country, so no one was going to say anything either because they're making all their money from advertising. We're one of the few people, really, that get paid only by the people who use our research. We don't have any conflict of interest, so our only incentive is to provide actionable, useful, correct advice.
Absolutely. And folks can go watch your hour-plus video breaking this down. And there's several sites they can go to, but endofamerica3.com. But also there's just the main Stansberry Research site for folks that want to get the overview.
That's right. Yeah, we have a web presence. We're not really a website company. We just have a website where we serve content to our existing subscribers.
Absolutely. And boy, you've got a lot of amazing subscribers, invaluable information. We're going to go to break here. We got a long segment coming up, Porter, and I want to give you the floor to walk through the previous predictions, how it was in plain view, why a lot of people have a stake in not letting folks know that. We've now reached a point where the insiders are snatching and grabbing and stealing even faster because they know it's all coming down. The big prediction you've got that you say is the biggest you've ever made that will dwarf the predictions you made 4 years ago ahead of 2008. It's all coming up on the other side with our guest. Stay with us.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the man we've got with us for the rest of the hour, we'll probably even do some overdrive into the fourth hour and take your phone calls, is Porter Stansberry, Stansberry Research. They are a subscription-based analyst organization. They've got newsletters, specialized info. We'll get him to talk about all of that. The website's endofamerica3.com, endofamerica3.com, or there's banners all over infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. And I remember over the years reading about his predictions. We should have already gotten Mr. Stansberry on the show. Barron's called his work a dire prophecy because going back to 2005, 2006, with precision, he said GM's going to go bankrupt. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which they did. The government came in. And America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. Well, now he's making his most dire prediction yet. And we're going to get him to talk about that main prediction and some of the other capillary connections to that, but also his ideas on how to protect yourself. And so Porter Stansberry with Stansberry & Associates Investment Research, private publishing company based in Baltimore, Maryland. Formerly, of course, he was the first U.S. Head in the long history. Prior to launching Stansberry & Associates 11 years ago, Porter was the first American editor of the Fleet Street Letter. Boy, that's famous. The oldest English-language financial newsletter. So you've got the floor here, sir. Let's walk through the real fundamentals, why the pundits won't tell people the truth, the state that our economy really is, the big prediction you've got coming up, and how folks protect themselves.
Well, Alex, you know, unfortunately, it's very simple. It's just a matter of math. Over the last 30 years, the United States went from being the world's largest creditor to becoming the world's largest debtor to becoming the world's largest debtor in history. And the simple fact of the matter is far too many people, corporations, and our government itself can't afford those obligations. And rather than writing them off and restructuring and biting the bullet, all those obligations are now ending up on the books of the U.S. Treasury, and that is going to have catastrophic effects for the value of the U.S. dollar going forward.
Let's go through the technicals on that. Some stations just joined us. Recap some of the incredible predictions you've made, the fundamentals, and then walk through what we're facing.
Well, Alex, you know, everyone is familiar by now with the mortgage crisis. And the problem there was a bunch of people who didn't really have any credit were extended large amounts of credit. And that had the effect of inflating the underlying collateral. And then the whole thing burst like a house of cards in 2008. Now the finger pointing has all begun. But the important thing for investors to realize is that all those debts have not gone away. The government has continued to underwrite them through its bailout of Fannie and Freddie and its bailout of the banks. And a lot of these obligations are now on the books of the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. The problem with us as a country is that our ability to print unlimited new amounts of money can solve a debt crisis like this, but the only way it solves it is by greatly devaluing the value of that currency. And my concern is, going forward, how people are going to be able to afford the resulting inflation and the terrible economic problems that could result from this coming inflationary problem.
Well, let's start. I mean, you've got the floor. You're the expert. You've predicted so much of what's unfolded. Break it down for us.
Okay, well, let's start with a simple fact. If people are familiar with the terrible crisis probably that happened in Iceland and the crises that have erupted in Greece and in Spain and Italy, where these governments have simply gone bankrupt. Well, the reason why those governments went bankrupt is because they had to bail out their banks that had made a bunch of bad loans to people who really couldn't repay them. The exact same thing has happened in the United States, the exact same thing. In fact, the total debt-to-GDP ratio in Iceland was about 400% when the country collapsed. In the U.S., the total debt-to-GDP ratio is the same number, about 400%. We're just as bankrupt. The only difference is that we have the power to print the world's reserve currency, which is the U.S. dollar. And so as the Fed goes ahead and prints more and more money, and as the U.S. Treasury goes ahead and bails out more and more businesses, the result of this is going to be a dramatic decrease in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. The impact of this is already being felt. If you're in the commodity markets in any way, shape, or form, you've already seen prices skyrocket for everything from, you know, corn to natural gas to oil to gold to silver, etc. Those big rises in price don't make any sense in an economy that's growing as slowly as ours. The problem is the money. The money is being devalued.
And the governments know this. I mean, you see them increasing the police state forces. You see them preparing for it. You see the Pentagon this year and last year, the Ministry of Defense 3 years ago in England, saying devaluation's coming and we got to get ready to suppress the population. But then they never blame the central banks that have basically allowed this to happen or this big welfare state that has fostered it. So when we see these pundits up on TV or these Treasury secretaries or Fed secretaries, correct me if I'm wrong, from your perspective, they know full well the laws of economics that you're laying out here. They're just bamboozling people. Why are they doing that?
Well, because it usually works. I like to tell people that scarcity is the number one law of economics. There could never be enough of anything to satisfy everyone. That's why if you give something away like medicine for free, demand is going to soar, shortages are going to erupt, there's going to be lines and huge problems. Everyone understands this about real life. Scarcity is an economic fact, cannot be repealed by the government. But politics is all about patronage, which means the way to get elected in politics is to promise everything to everyone. Well, that's diametrically the opposite of what reality is all about, right? Because the number one rule in economics is scarcity. So how do you connect those two things? How does a politician create abundance? There's only one way, and it's with paper money. Paper money gives the politicians the flexibility they need to carry huge debts for a long amount of time. The problem is, and inevitably, sooner or later, your creditors start wondering, what's this paper really worth? And the moment that happens, the whole house of cards can collapse. It's happened time and time again all around the world, and unfortunately, it's happening right now in America.
You know, I try to explain this to your average yuppie, and I love the American people. I'm an American. It's not just Americans. Europeans are in somewhat of denial. We've had it so good so long, people can't believe that it could actually happen here. But studying Argentina or Mexico or Nigeria or Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic, Germany, perhaps, Porter, you should go through a few examples of that. I mean, we know what happens with accelerated currency devaluation, and then you add to that deindustrialization, an aging population. I mean, it's a perfect storm. Back in the Depression, 90% of people, right at 90, it was actually 89 point something, if you look at the historian's numbers, on average during that 10-year period, were agrarian, were somewhat self-sufficient. Now it's 89 or 90% are living in the city, don't know how to grow a tomato plant if their life depended on it. If we have a Great Depression triggered by this, we're talking about a road warrior type scenario, in my view. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, it's very hard to forecast exactly what the outcome of this will be. There are a couple of things about the situation today that are very, very unusual, though, that make me very concerned. The biggest one that I think people can understand pretty easily is there's never been a time in world history before where the global economy was reliant on paper currency. That is very, very, very new. It wasn't like that before 1971.
Yeah, we're a lot more domesticated now. I mean, people were still closer to the land. It's like Jamaica was thriving even though they were poor 30 years ago, but when they defaulted, it's a hellhole now.
Well, there's lots of things like that. As you move from sound economy to paper economy, there are lots of bad investments that get made and lots of good companies that end up going out of business. That's definitely happened in the United States. But the big thing that I want to stress to everyone who's listening is that as America devalues, it's going to be a global crisis. Around the world, the dollar makes up more than 60% of the world's currency reserves. That's other central banks. It's other large commercial banks. So as the dollar devalues, it's going to have a much, much bigger effect than, say, if just the Argentine peso devalues or, you know, the Italian lira devalues.
It's causing a global devaluation.
Exactly. And there will be a global run to hard assets, and it has already begun. You know, if you look at the price of silver, for example, the low in silver was around $7 an ounce during the 08 crisis. Silver recently touched $30. There is no explanation for the move in silver outside of a global move away from the dollar. And that is absolutely happening. It's happening right now, and there's no one else who's going to tell you why it's happening, how it's happening, and what to do about it.
From your deep research and forecasting skills, Porter, where do you see silver and gold in the next year to two? I mean, if this devaluation, and I want to get into the technicals of that, starts to accelerate, where will silver and gold be?
Well, if we can, let's just go back to when I started writing about these problems in the mid-2000s, 05 and 06. At the time, gold was, you know, around $500 an ounce, and I was saying that it would definitely go to at least $2,000 an ounce. And believe me, Alex, everyone thought, oh, he's got to be a front for some bullion dealer. He's out of his mind. Gold can't quadruple. That's insane. Well, you know, now it's at $1,400, and $2,000 seems likely to most mainstream economists.
Well, let me be clear. I am hooked up with a bullion dealer, and I promote it because I believe in it, because I know in history you start devaluing currency, metals of any commodity generally go up the fastest because the metal hadn't gone up, the value of the paper's gone down.
Right, and let me just be clear. I mean, I'm a subscription business, so if I'm wrong about my advice, I lose my subscribers. You know, there's not, you know, for me, it's all
same here. If I'm wrong, I lose my listeners.
Exactly. So what I'm about to say next, I think, is going to be a little shocking, but I wanted to preface it by saying I wasn't calling for gold at $10,000 an ounce 5 years ago. What's happened is that the amount of paper that has been created has greatly increased. So whereas I thought it would take $2,000 gold to balance the market 5 years ago, I now think it will take $10,000 gold. And I don't make that number up out of thin air. If you look at the amount of money that exists now, there's a form of money called money of zero maturity. It's basically every digital receipt that's out there that is a demand payment. So you walk into a bank, you say, I want my money right now, in your savings account, your checking account. That's money of zero maturity. If you look at how much money it would take to back that with gold, not at 100%, but at 10%, at 25%, you start looking at what the price of gold would have to be for that to balance out, and you get to $10,000 an ounce of gold.
Unbelievable. Let's break down the technicals on that on the other side. endofamerica, the number 3.com, endofamerica3.com. Porter Stansberry of Stansberry Research is our guest. Stay with us. Key intel straight ahead. We're starting to get into the key info. Stay with us.
Money.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Prison planet. You know, as Ron Paul has said, this could go two different ways. The system can use this crisis to really take over society, like what happened in Europe with Hitler and Mussolini, or we can point out who's behind this as well and solutions to it politically. And I'll ask our guest his views on that, but he's mainly about how to individually protect yourself. Before we get back into $10,000 an ounce gold and the technical numbers on that with our amazing expert, Porter Stanberry, tell folks how they do subscribe to your different newsletters. You've got a lot of body of intense work and amazing advice for people. Folks can go watch the free video online at endofamerica3.com, endofamerica3.com. But after they've watched the video, what are some of the just amazing information that you guys offer? And tell us about your research team.
I've been really fortunate, Alex. When I got started, I founded my own company 11 years ago, and I had a lot of good contacts in the industry, and I told everyone, you know, I have a dream. I have a new business model where we're not going to take advertising revenue. We're only going to take subscription revenue. You're never going to have to write something you don't believe in. You're not going to have to tout a stock because you have a banking deal with it. You're going to get rid of all those conflicts of interest. We're just going to run a really straight, simple business. And believe it or not, just making that stand, I was able to attract a tremendous amount of very experienced people with a lot of talent. And so, you know, people who really care about doing financial research have come to our business. You know, one of our analysts, for example, had a very large brokerage firm that he started himself, and he ran it for 20 years and made a lot of money and, you know, wanted to get out of the business of holding clients' hands, but still wanted to be active in the marketplace, still wanted to have his opinions out there. So I have a lot of people that come to me with a lot of experience and a lot of expertise that are just looking for a very honest publisher who isn't going to make them write things that they don't believe. And so we've got a big team of people. We've got, you know, more than 20 analysts, and we cover a lot of markets. We have a lot of different kind of products. I don't want to go into a pitch with you because the point is if you've got 20 or 30 super competent, very experienced people working on your behalf in the financial markets for a very reasonable price, you're going to do a lot better than otherwise. And I would challenge anybody to read our newsletters and to compare it to whatever they've been getting from their brokers or from their mutual fund managers and see the difference.
Well, I know that so many publications I trust just say that your information is spot on, and we're just honored to have you here on the radio with us. Porter Stanberry is our guest. This segment's almost over. Long segment coming up, but Porter, you got interrupted by the break. Get into the mathematics, you know, the economic facts that make you now not look at $2,000 an ounce gold like you predicted, you know, 5-6 years ago, but now $10,000 an ounce gold.
Well, it's just, unfortunately, it's just a simple mathematics. You know, you can know that when money was sound and banking was more sound in the past, it was normal for countries to back their currencies with precious metals. You know, let's say a 10% backing of the currency in gold. You know, there are economists, and I would be among them, who say you should run 100% gold standard currency. That's the only legitimate way to do it. But regardless of all that, I'm not talking about, you know, the philosophy of it. I mean, how it was actually practiced. 10% reserve gold-backed currency. If you look at the amount of money that's been created over the last 5 years, to accomplish a 10% gold-backed currency, the price of gold would have to be around $10,000 an ounce. Measuring money of zero maturity, which is demand deposits, basically, any kind of digital receipt you can get overnight. You need you need enough gold to back it 10%, but gold would have to be $10,000 an ounce. That assumes, you know, that the amount of gold in circulation isn't going to change dramatically overnight, and we know that it can't. It's very difficult to increase the supply of gold. It only increases about 1% a year, even with all the mining that's going on. So you can just do the math, and you can figure out what the price of gold would have to be to back the currency at that level.
Well, I remember reading some of your material 4 or 5 years ago talking about 2000, and I mean, could see the basic fundamental mathematics, as you say, and then seeing many other analysts who were being truthful said the same thing, and we got called lunatics. But, I mean, this is not rocket science. As you keep saying, that's what's so frustrating. It's that the mainstream media has a stake in lying to people, but now the population is beginning to not buy their propaganda. It's like 60 Minutes admits the national unemployment's above 20%. Even 60 Minutes admits it, but the government and the president says it's 9.8, Porter.
Yeah, I know. I've really enjoyed watching General Electric because, you know, General Electric owns CNBC. They're a massive media company, and people that I know like to call them the for-profit wing of the Obama administration. And if you look at GE's balance sheet, it's a nightmare. The company currently owes more than $650 billion.
Porter, stay there. I don't want to interrupt you again with the break. Long segment coming up. Let's run through this and then talk about what you believe this dollar devaluation will look like this accelerated dollar devaluation, and why it's one of the biggest things in modern history to take place, and when you think it's going to happen in the upcoming year. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The website's endofamerica3.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
These powerful mega central banks create the thousands of trillions of dollars of derivatives crud. They get the populations dependent. They get incredible power on the way up. On the way down, they hold you hostage and demand bailouts. I want to talk about how we individually protect ourselves in Porter Stanbury's very highly researched and educated view. But also, again, to make precise, you know, daily predictions are impossible, but generally why he stuck his neck out to say 2011 is the year for the dollar implosion as the world reserve currency. So I want you to get into that next, Porter. And again, the website's endofamerica3.com. Barron's has called his previous predictions a dire prophecy because they came true. He predicted years before it happened that GM would go bankrupt, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, and others. And now he's making a much more larger prediction of just, and since he's been making this prediction, you see it accelerating towards it. But finishing up with your General Electric analysis.
You know, General Electric is a great example of the problems of the country. For the last 10 years, I was talking a lot about General Motors, which I thought exemplified these problems, because they were General Motors was a very big player in the mortgage market, especially the prime mortgage market. When it comes to GE, I think they're a great example of the overall problem of the economy, which is essentially this business model is vastly over-leveraged. So if you look at their balance sheet, you know, they owe more than $600 billion. They're spending about $20 billion a year right now on interest. That's eating up, you know, a vast majority of their cash flow. And if interest rates go up, they will not be able to afford the interest on those debts. Frankly, General Electric should have gone bankrupt back in 2008. The only reason why they didn't was because the government guaranteed all of their debts. That guarantee is going to expire in 2011. It's going to be very interesting to see whether or not General Electric can afford the increasing cost of maintaining that amount of debt. The same general problem is happening across the economy, and the same general problem is bound to happen sooner or later to the U.S. government itself. You remember Geithner said that America would never, never, ever lose this AAA rating. I bet within 12 months that is no longer the case.
Well, the Chinese, British firms, European firms have been delisting the AAA rating in the last 3 months.
Yeah, it was listening to Geithner say that was the equivalent of listening to, you know, the Brazilian finance minister 20 years ago saying that the real would not be devalued. As soon as you heard him say it, you knew it was exactly what was going to happen the next day. And I know currency traders have made a lot of money just listening for Treasury Secretary to say such foolish things. The problem now is that it's our Treasury Secretary, it's our currency, and not only is it our currency, it's the world's currency. So this is going to be a much larger problem than just a simple devaluation of an emerging market.
Well, remember Geithner earlier this year told the Chinese economic students that we're not going to devalue the dollar. They knew that the United States was devaluing it globally at the time, so they laughed at him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's what, you know, Alex, the thing that boggles my mind about all this is if you listen to the video, and I know you have, just find something in there that isn't actually a fact or isn't actually just logic. If General Electric can't afford to maintain a $600 billion debt, it will have to go bankrupt. That's really bad news for our economy, and I wish it wasn't true. But guess what? Everyone has access to General Electric's balance sheet. It's a public company. You can go look at the numbers yourself. And explain to me how a company that's one of the largest in the United States, one of the largest in the world, explain to me how that company can operate in a way that's effective if the government of the United States has to guarantee its debt. Doesn't anyone see that this is a problem?
Well, let's talk about it from this angle. How do you see it unraveling? What do you see government's response to it being? And obviously we can try to protect ourselves individually if we see it ahead of the curve, and that's what your video deals with at endofamericathenumber3.com. Again, that's endofamericathenumber3.com, Porter. But, I mean, that's a lot of questions there, but just basically, how do you see it unraveling? It's already beginning to do it and accelerate that. What will government's response be from what we've seen them do around the world? What can we do individually? And is there any way to stop this on the, you know, large scale?
Alex, the second question I think is more interesting, because the fact of the matter is it's already unraveling, and the way to protect yourself is really pretty simple. I go into details in the video, but it's real simple. You want to own energy, agriculture, and sound money. So you want to own, you know, a farm would be great, or the equivalent. There's a lot of publicly listed farms. You can buy the stock of a farm. You want to own energy, that mostly means oil, and you want to own sound money, and that mostly means gold and silver. The how-to stuff is actually pretty simple. Unfortunately, my experience has been people won't take simple steps to protect themselves because they can't imagine the future changing as much as it's going to. I mean, you have to imagine. You have no idea how many times I got ridiculed, you know, heckled at investment conferences when I warned that, you know, Fannie and Freddie's balance sheet was unsustainable. And it was, the numbers were clear to everybody, but no one could imagine a world where Fannie and Freddie became, bankrupt. That's exactly what happened. The second question is there a way to stop it? And the answer is, of course there is, but the alternatives to stopping it are very painful. So we have two choices. We can either admit the problem, and we can force our creditors to take a haircut, and potentially a form of bankruptcy and restructuring that would be very painful to our economy. There's no doubt about it. Or we can risk a hyperinflation by printing more money and allowing deadbeat borrowers to escape with a devalued currency. And the number two choice, the devaluation, is the political choice, because the politicians will blame higher prices on entrepreneurs and businessmen. They won't accept the blame.
And they will loot within the hyperinflation because they get the money first. We need to go with the haircut and write off most of these debts that the banks credit as derivatives. Do you agree with that statement?
It's real simple. If you go with the restructuring, the people who made the bad loans, they pay the price.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't, it's going to be the people who have been have had integrity and have lived with discipline.
That's right. I bet on gold and silver. I bet on a farm. I've got a family farm. I bet on that 12 years ago. I've been right. I shouldn't have to pay all these international bankers by destroying my currency and my future.
You're exactly right. And guess what? You're not going to get that choice, because believe me, they're going to make you pay through the nose. They're going to make you pay in ways you haven't even imagined yet.
They're now announcing rainwater taxes, traveling transponders in all cars, national sales taxes, VATs, carbon taxes. What are some of the other ways they're going to rape us?
Well, the big thing that they're going to do, and it's already on the books, it takes effect January 1st, 2013, is they're going to put a withholding tax on all money transfers that leave the United States. So they're going to make you pay a 30% withholding tax to move money to a bank outside the country. And if you want your money back, you have to file a claim, a tax return that shows that that money is not owed to the government.
Incredible.
It's incredible. And, the only way really to even begin to pay for our debts is some kind of a massive wealth tax. So they're already making you record if you buy gold or silver. They're going to have that information somewhere. They're setting up to have the ability to tax not just your income but your assets.
But people are already revolting. I don't see them getting away with this, no matter how many neighborhood snitches they've got, and no matter how much brainwashing. I don't think people are going to put up with it.
I hope you're right, Alex, but I don't think so. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But you don't have to catch everybody to terrorize the whole country.
Look, there's no doubt when they got rid of Glass-Steagall 11 years ago, they accelerated setting up the snitch networks and the oppression. They premeditated this whole thing, and it's so diabolical.
Well, I don't know how organized they are in that regard, but certainly if you look at the incentives that they have been setting up, they have been structuring our economy to benefit the largest corporations and the government itself. And there is no doubt in my mind that that's going to continue.
It's outrageous. And now they're trying to pass laws to restrict family farms and, trucking your own vegetables into town and selling them. I mean, this is becoming the Soviet Union. How do you, as you said, it's already really starting to move faster and faster. It's already rolling. But when do you, and I know you're not making an exact prediction here, but when do you see the real danger zones in the United States and worldwide for the final meltdown? We already see the Chinese and Russians 2 weeks ago announcing, hey, we're not going to trade with each other in dollars anymore. We see the Arabs moving that way. We see worldwide people not wanting dollars. So we already see the greenback going from king to being, almost like some type of toxic waste. So how do you see that move towards the exits accelerating? And will it be like other devaluations that, where people inside Mexico don't really know how devalued their dollar is or their peso until they leave the country? Or will this be different because it's the first global devaluation because it was all pegged to the dollar? And what will that cause worldwide?
Well, the question I would ask you in return is, people ask me this, well, when is it all going to start? The question I'd ask you in return is, what's it going to take for you to notice it's happening? How big does America's annual budget deficit have to get before you begin to question the sovereignty of the government? How much total debt can the economy hold before you begin to question whether or not it can be repaid? How high do the price of gold and silver have to go before you realize that something is already happening? How many new rules and restrictions on trade and capital and finance will have to be implemented before you finally realize that you're screwed?
Yeah, savers tend to just stick their money in an account and wait for something to happen, and then they can incrementally be fleeced. Well, I've got all these mainstream news articles, Porter, and I've been pointing this out for years. Now even Glenn Beck is doing it, did it last week. the military now admits they're preparing to suppress uprisings, and they have role players that scream, I'm an American, no, no, not the camp. They're already practicing taking over farms and nationalizing them. They're already acclimating everyone, and suddenly there's like checkpoints with cops and weird RVs with American flags flying, with cops with cameras. They're putting telescreens in 9,000 retail stores with Homeland Security saying, watch your neighbor. And I have the Homeland Security press release right here. It's like they're trying to recreate the fictional 1984. So clearly the government knows what it's done, and so there's no doubt. I mean, there's literally, they're just acclimating us to a soft form of martial law with troops and paramilitary just scurrying around everywhere getting ready. And I guess the troops and military have been brainwashed. They're going to go along with the total takedown of the Republic from first world to third world.
Well, I think that you said it all when you first said the words Homeland Security. I mean, since when was America an empire that needed Homeland Security? I mean, where are we living? And you know, these processes have gone on for a long time. The country's been going this way for a very, very long time. And I can't tell you about the social aspects of it, and I'm not really an expert in regards to the political aspects of it, but I am very, very confident that my analysis in regards to the economics of it is right. You can make all the laws and pass all the things that you want on these people, and you can fool them with advertising and get them to both vote for almost anything. I mean, people are completely sheep. But you can't pay for it, because socialism will bankrupt you.
Yes.
That's just a fact of life.
Well, that's what Ron Paul has said, is that they're going to take over, we're going to have a police state, but it's going to bankrupt like the Soviet Union. But now, in this high-tech age, everything is accelerated, and so it won't take 50 years for the American empire, the American Soviet, to fall. It'll take 3-4 years. Do you agree with that?
Well, we are already so far in debt. It's unbelievable. I mean, most Americans don't really understand what these numbers mean. But, you know, our budget deficits are completely, totally out of control and unsustainable. And they're having a massive impact already on the value of our currency. And there is no consensus on either Republicans or the Democratic sides to merely pay for our existing government. Forget about beginning to pay for the largest debts ever accumulated in the history of mankind. So this is not going to last very long. I can assure you of that.
So you're talking about total implosion this next year.
Alex, as I would say to you, we're already in total implosion.
No, I agree with you, but I mean, when trains stop running on time, when gas doesn't come out into your stove, I mean, that's what they've done in every other country that they've fleeced like this. They suck it dry like a vampire, you know, sucks a fat lady down into just to a pile of ash. Specifically,
look, Alex, what's the difference between a commodity that's not available and a commodity that's not affordable? You're telling me that the American people's standard of living hasn't dropped precipitously in the last 2 years?
No, I mean, the word is accelerate, accelerate, accelerate. It's going to hell in a handbasket.
Right. I mean, so every single day you're getting poorer, but they're doing it in a way that is simply diabolical. Instead of honestly defaulting and making companies restructure, which would certainly lead to a lot of short-term, very painful problems, they're doing it in a way where everyone seems to think everything's fine, but meanwhile, the entire foundation of our society is being pulled out from underneath us. And you're going to wake up in 6 months' time, and you're going to go, what the heck, I'm 50% poorer, but my salary is larger.
Unbelievable. And this is the formula. This is the formula that they have used over and over again. But there does come a time when the world really completely dumps the dollar, and then we do see times where there are new, quote, crises. What type of crises do you see mixed into the stew?
Well, look, like I said, this is already begun. Last year, 2009, was the first year since 1971 that central banks were a net buyer of gold. Our trading partners are already abandoning the dollar. They are fleeing into gold. There's no doubt about it. Chinese are selling treasury bonds. It's going to continue for a very, very long time. So the next big thing I would look for is to see either Brazil or China make a very large acquisition of gold, probably from the IMF. So that's the one thing you're going to see. The next thing you're going to see is you're going to see more and more U.S. underwriting of big bailouts in Europe. We just got finished with the Irish bailout, the Spanish bailout, and the Italian bailout is next, and it's going to be even bigger. So you're going to see the Fed underwrite $2-3 trillion in bailouts for Europe this year. Pretty soon, people are going to start asking, wait a minute, where's all that money coming from? How could the Americans be paying to bail out the Europeans when the Americans are even more broke than the Europeans?
And so we're going to be the last domino to fall, or there's no telling, it's Russian roulette?
No, I'm saying something different. I'm saying that the dominoes are already falling. They're falling in a way that's designed for most people not to notice.
No, I agree. As the G20 said last year, it's coordinated devaluation. But I mean, I know the dominoes have fallen over and over again, but it's like dominoes going down a staircase. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay, here's a better way to say it. When do we hit rock bottom?
We hit rock bottom when the U.S. Treasury cannot conduct an auction, when there are no buyers for Treasury bonds. And believe me, no one believes that's going to happen, but it'll absolutely positively happen, and it's going to happen a lot sooner than anybody expects.
Well, the Fed's already been having to start to expand its monetization and buy Treasuries.
That's right. They're the people who are buying all the supply.
Unbelievable. Porter Stanberry is our guest. We're going to come back and get into that. And then also tell you how to hopefully protect yourself. They got a lot of key information that I agree with at endofamerica3.com. Endofamerica3.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Into overdrive into the fourth hour. We've got open phones specifically for our guest, Porter Stansberry. The website is endofamerica3.com. Free video up there, extremely powerful information. endofamerica3.com. You can go watch the video streaming online at endofamerica3.com. Of course, our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. We've got more huge guests, including former Minnesota governor with bombshell info coming up Friday, but other surprise guests coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here. And, of course, coming back next week, I'm taking a few days off, but Paul Watson will be here live with folks like, just a whole bunch of special guests with Watson, Paul Watson, next week live here as well. Finishing up with hitting rock bottom and why you have the term end of America. I mean, when you say end of America, what do you mean by that?
Well, I want to be clear about that. What I mean by end of America is America losing the special position it has had globally since World War II of having the world's reserve currency. It's an enormous advantage to us. It's enabled us, actually, unfortunately, to build these enormous debts. There's no way creditors would have allowed us to do that if we couldn't print the world's reserve currency to service those debts. So we're the only nation in the world that can buy anything around the world in our own currency. Everybody else has to buy dollars before they can buy oil or buy dollars before they can buy corn or buy dollars before they can buy a company in another country or real estate or whatever.
So we pay $80 for a barrel of crude and the Germans pay $200.
Well, the Germans have to buy dollars before they can buy crude from a foreign source. And that means their government has a vested interest in making sure their currency remains sound. Otherwise, the people are going to notice. Our country's politicians have the great luxury of having the world's reserve currency. And that means that they can run enormous fiscal and current account deficits for years and years and years and years without any repercussion. And, of course, that's what they've done. So now we're stuck with this big dilemma where all the consequences of our bad economic behavior for the last 30 years are going to come to a crisis instead of being something that we noticed along the way.
Well, it is moving quicker and quicker, so when do we hit bottom? I mean, obviously, I agree with you. The dollar devaluation is on. The dominoes are falling now, and many have already fallen. But when we hit bottom, and instead of only 20% or so of the treasuries not being bought at auction, when 90% aren't being bought, what does that do? Just hyperinflation? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, this again, I know this sounds sort of implausible, but I would just beg you to look at the numbers. Total domestic U.S. savings are around $600 billion right now, okay? Annual federal deficit is $1.2 billion. What's the difference between how much we can save and how much our government is spending? The difference is $600 billion. So let me ask you, Alex, guess how much money the Federal Reserve just agreed to print over the next 6 months? Take a wild guess. It's $600 billion. You know, give the crackerjack award to Alex. So we're already at the point where the Federal Reserve is literally printing all the money that we need to maintain our annual fiscal deficits. That is absolutely positively banana republic finance, and it has enormous consequences for our country going forward. And there is no one in the mainstream media at all who is giving an adequate warning about what this really means.
And all the really rich people I know are leaving the United States. They're now, in fact, well, I'm not going to get into it, but, I mean, they're leaving this year because they know the new rules are going in where you can't get your money out. So roaches get in, the roaches don't get out. I mean, this is really authoritarian. I believe politically we're going to be able to beat it with Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others, but it's going to be a hard road. I know there's nowhere to run long term, so we're choosing to go down with the SS Titanic. If you want to call us in the next hour and have questions specifically for our guests, Porter Stansberry of endofamerica3.com, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Specific short questions or comments for our guests. Open phones right now. We're going into overdrive. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.